Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. So it's still below zero, relatively often here in Wisconsin. Parts of the country getting buried in snow. And we're, by the way, we're missing so many storms, as much snow as we have gotten in Wisconsin. So many storms have looped to our south and then back up to the northeast because of the cold. It's actually protecting us from the heavy snow, although we've gotten a lot of snow in Wisconsin already. A lot of winter left, but guess what I got in my email yesterday? The Brewers Radio Network exhibition schedule. I'm starting to get a little excited. The acquisition of a blue chip pitcher. The big cloud does remain Ryan Braun. Can you imagine what it's going to be like on road trips, Jason? They're going to start booing when he's in the circle. This is going to be very interesting in that regard, and you wonder what type of impact it will have on the performance of Ryan Braun. Well, that's how you do it. You get booed, and then you jack one out of the park or a triple or something, and, you know, now then they tend to boo louder. Yeah, that's what they do. That doesn't shush them at all. They just boo louder. You know, my voice is still about 50%, so I don't know if I want to waste time talking about the farm bill that's headed to President Obama's desk. I've railed on it already. It's horrible. It really has nothing to do with farming. It continues a lot of handouts, but I don't think it should continue. I believe it is more of a welfare bill than anything. What else should I say about it? That Republicans bent over like a broken chair? I don't know. I mean, no Republican should be able to defend voting for this. You talk about the whole shutdown debate. This is where they compromised on principle. A bloated bill like this. I what else should I say about it? I mean, I could go into the details. I've done that on the air already. Why it's a bad bill. I don't see any point in it. But I think it's a horrible cave moment. And here's what's interesting. I will say this. It's a horrible cave moment for Republicans, but they're not getting battered for caving on this as badly as they did in the whole shutdown debate when this really is a cave on principles. I find that very interesting. Maybe it's because of so many people who are benefiting from this bill, who otherwise consider themselves conservatives. I don't know. But it is. It's a horrible cave. Next item. Healthcare law projected to cut the labor force. This was a big, big story yesterday. A Congressional Budget Office analysis released Tuesday predicted the Affordable Care Act would shrink the workforce by the equivalent of more than 2 million full-time positions and recharged the political debate over the healthcare law, providing Republican opponents fresh lines of attack and putting Democrats on the defensive. By the way, as the New York Times stresses, the nonpartisan Budget Office's analysis, and whenever the Democrats find a CBO analysis that they like, they immediately, well, and you know, the Congressional Budget Office is nonpartisan, and Republicans attack it. When it says something Democrats don't like, Democrats attack it, and Republicans defend it. Congressional Republican leaders called the findings devastating, terrible, and proof that the health care law was a job killer. The report did say that the law would reduce hours worked and full-time employment, but not because of crippling impact on private sector job creation. With the expansion of insurance coverage, the budget office predicted more people will choose not to work, and others will choose to work fewer hours than they might have otherwise to obtain employer-provided insurance. The cumulative reduction of hours is large, the equivalent of 2.5 million fewer full-time positions by 2024. Well, I understand the difference. But in the end, it's a reduced labor force. Republicans should be careful not to get too optimistic, but things really do look good for fall. You've got a handful of Democratic senators who are in for a fight, and there are open seats where there's going to be a very close fight. And in many of those states, Obama is deep underwater in his ratings. It's early. But the prospects right now of the Republicans recapturing the Senate look pretty good. And what Democrats are going to try to say is, well, all you want to do is talk about Obamacare. All you want to do is talk about Obamacare. Yes. All Republicans are going to want to talk about is that unmitigated disaster. And now, instead of just trying to change the subject, the Obama administration and Democrats are actually trying to fight back and say that it's not the nightmare that it appears to be. That plays right into Republican hands. If they're going to sit there and say Republicans are overstating things, it will be absolutely perfect. Jason, I actually put together audio for you from yesterday that we didn't use. Is that still in the system? It might be outdated. That's the piece from the second half of the interview, 4567. Yeah. The interview with the Bill O'Reilly, President Obama, but the second part that appeared on his TV show. There was a point, do you have it? There was a point where Bill O'Reilly asked President Obama about the ongoing feud between the Fox News channel and the Obama administration.
All right, now, Fox News. I can't speak for Fox News. All right, but I'm you know, the table setter here at 8 o'clock. Yeah. You think I'm unfair to you? Do you think I've been giving
Absolutely, of course you are, Bill. But I like you anyway, though.
Okay, but give me how I'm unfair.
But look.
Give me how I'm unfair? Come on, you can make that accusation without telling me.
Bill, we just went through an interview in which you asked about healthcare not working, IRS, were we wholly corrupt, Benghazi,
right?
So the list of issues that you talk about.
But these are unanswered questions.
But they're defined by you guys in a certain way. But look, this is okay. This is, if you want to be president of the United States, then you know that you're going to be subject to criticism.
But if it's unfair, I want to know if it's unfair. Is it criticism is criticism. It's my job to give you a hard time.
Here's what I would say. I think regardless of whether it's fair or not, it has made Fox News very successful.
But if I'm unfair, I want
the thing
you to
guys,
know.
Here's what you guys are going to have to figure out is what are you going to do when I'm gone? I'm telling you.
Our ratings were high when you weren't here.
No, man.
I've been a big money maker for you. Ask Clinton. All right, and President Bush. I gave President Bush a real hard time.
All right.
Are you the most liberal president?
Well, yeah, and by the way, that's another interesting one, too. Are you the most liberal president? You know who he said? No, Nixon. That Nixon is more liberal than Barack Obama. Funny he should compare himself to Richard Nixon. Anyway, you notice that he wouldn't answer the question. Do you think we've been unfair? Well, look at all these issues you brought up. Benghazi and the IRS. Okay, does bringing up things that your sycophantic mainstream media won't, is that unfair? I saw something online. President Obama criticizing Fox News is like a quarterback criticizing the one cheerleader who won't sleep with him. That's a pretty good comparison, because that's what the other networks are. His idea of unfair is just bringing up issues that make him uncomfortable. So it's interesting now that on Obamacare, they're going to try to push back and say, no, it hasn't been a failure. Next, speaking of failure, holy cow. Have you seen the stories out of Sochi about what a mess it is? The Russian town where the Olympics are about to start. Do you know it was 7 years ago that Russia landed these winter games at Sochi? They've had 7 years to prepare. The hotels are a mess. They're still putting down fresh pavement and finishing other infrastructure work. Now, nobody is whinier than the mainstream media when it comes to bad digs. And they are tweeting like crazy. Harry Rieke of CNN. This is the hotel room Sochi has given us so far. Shambles. And it is. It's a dump. He also tweets, CNN booked 11 rooms in one media hotel 5 months ago. We've been here one day and only one room is available. still waiting for preparations on hotel room to finish, hoping their origami folding toilet roll rather than, say, putting the roof on. I have a room, no heating or internet, but it has a single bed at least. Got back to hotel. Lift broken after half day in use. Trekked upstairs. Elevator must be British. Due to my floor, that'd be in the fire door, locked, utter farce. Water main break means no water at our hotel. Could take a while to fix. The reception of our hotel in Sochi has the that must be British for lobby. But it does have this welcoming picture. It's a picture of Vladimir Putin. Hotel issues have been happening to a lot of people. Left out on the street, you risk being poisoned or trapped like the dog. Yeah, there's wild dogs running all over the place. Okay, my hotel doesn't have a lobby yet. Miss you, hot water, in my hotel. You were great. My hotel has no water. And then the pictures of that brown tap water. Stacy St. Clair, a journalist. Also, on the bright side, I just washed my face with Evian like I'm a Kardashian or something. But I saw a piece on ABC News last night where, I mean, major roads and other infrastructure aren't completed as people are showing up. And then you have the whole security issue. This is a major embarrassment for Putin's Russia. And it looks a lot more like the old decrepit Soviet Union than it does the quote-unquote modern Russia. All right, I've got two more things to get to before the end of the show, and then I've got a huge stack for the post-show video. Jason, do I still sound like me? What percent of my voice do you think is left? I'd say about 30 to 40%. Oh, I'm fine? All right. It's all in my head. No, it's all in my voice. 1048.
Things Jerry Bader. JerryBaderShow.com.